Shalom and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us the Son, Yahweh, is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
I'd just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God. And besides Yahweh, there is no God. I'd just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man of America. I'd just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I'd just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I'd like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here, dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all Uncle Toms out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man, who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Blessed be the King!
How do we love our brothers and sisters? What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one life, one love, and one answer.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one life, one love, and one answer.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
We want for our brothers and sisters.
What we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I have a little soup, you may have half my soup.
And anything else?
And anything else.
What is the duty of a Hebrew man? What is the duty of a Hebrew woman?
To follow in righteousness.
And if either turns from the law,
praise Yahweh.
Who is God of gods?
Yahweh.
Who is the King of kings?
Yahweh.
Who is the Lord of lords?
Yahweh.
Who is our president?
Yahweh.
Who is our governor?
Yahweh.
Who is our mayor?
Yahweh.
Who's our leader?
Yahweh.
And who do we follow?
Yahweh.
So let everything that has breath. What color are all his prophets?
Black.
What color is Israel?
Black.
How many tribes of Israel?
Black.
What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
Judah.
How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
Judah.
Who is Judah?
Judah?
What did Yahweh choose you to do?
Judah.
How long?
Forever.
What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
Psalms 100. First, I want to remind you that the law of Yahweh deals with moral behavior. The entire law of Yahweh deals with moral behavior. From the beginning of the law until the last one, it all deals with moral behavior. How we relate to our Father Yahweh and how He relates to us, all of it is moral. For example, when you think about laws pertaining to criminal laws, crime against the public and crime against property and the penalties, all of that deals with social moral behavior. Every bit of it. When you deal with rape, incest, sodomy, it's all social relations, moral behavior, how we ought to conduct ourselves. So the total law is designed to take care of what's on that board right in front of you, moral behavior. So with that backdrop, let us go to Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2. Again, in verse 13, we see where we, our forefathers, Israel, forsook Yahweh and served other gods. Now, in verse 12, Yahweh said that when we followed other gods, the gods of the people round about us, and bowed ourselves to them, that this provoked Yahweh to anger. Give me the word provoke. We provoked Yahweh to anger. We studied the word forsake and found out that it's a terrible thing to forsake Yahweh. Serving another god provokes Yahweh. All right, provoke.
Provoke, to incite to anger.
To incite. I mean, at first Yahweh is real happy. Everything is all right, fine. But when you are guilty of, verse 11, doing evil in Yahweh's sight, and then have nerve to compound the injury with serving a false god, Balaam, then turn around and forsake Yahweh after all of that, and then follow other gods, and then not only follow them, but bowed ourselves down to them, in verse 12. All of this incited Yahweh to anger. I need insight. This didn't make Yahweh feel very good toward us. Read.
Provoke to incite to anger or resentment.
Or resentment. Imagine the creator of the universe resenting us. Okay.
To stir or incite to action.
To stir. Yahweh was stirred up and took action against us. The man that made the sun, the moon, and the stars, that made the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water we drink, got stirred up against us. And then he took action. The book said that he took action. And in verse 14, it says, the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. So he delivered us into the hands of our enemies because we forsook him. We did evil in his sight. We served other gods. We followed other gods. We bowed ourselves down to them and had nerve to forsake Yahweh and then turn around. That provoked him against us. He was incited to anger and then took action. Yahweh is not just a God sit idly by while we do what we want to do. And you may say, well, why would he be bothered about taking action against us? Why not just let us go on and be wicked and evil? We don't want to follow him. Just forget us. Why wouldn't he just don't care about us? Why not just don't think about us no more? Just, we crazy. We don't want to fool with Yahweh anymore. We want crazy gods. Well, one reason is Yahweh chose us to himself. Number two, we are his personal family. We are his blood children. And a father that has children, when they act crazy, he doesn't just throw them on the dump. When the father has children and they don't obey him, he doesn't say, well, I'll throw you away. Forget you. You think more of the neighbor, the man down the street, than you do me. Well, forget you. Out. Oh, no. A father that loves his children is going to go get a great big rod and start beating real good. See, if we were no kin to Yahweh, if we were not his family, then he might would have said long ago, well, hey, you don't want to serve me. I count you as nothing and less than nothing like I do all the other nations. Isaiah 40, 17. Let's go see. See, here's what he thinks of other people who are not kin to him. This is for you who wonder, why is Yahweh taking this out on us? Why is he punishing us? Why is he making us pray? I say we can go to hell if we don't want to pray. Why does he say fast and think about it? Why would Yahweh say if you don't want to work, you don't eat? If you don't want to obey me, then you won't eat in my table.
for a few days till maybe you appreciate it? Why did he just leave you alone and say, go on? Read.
All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity.
See, so all other nations are to Yahweh as nothing. Now, I'll take your scripture, Amos 3:2. We are Yahweh's family. Amos 3:2. If we were no kin to Yahweh, then he'd just wipe the whole planet out. Who cares about you wicked humans? Or inhuman, you stupid beasts and animals? Leave you to your own device, let you kill each other and have chaos? Why be concerned? Just leave the planet. Cut the oxygen supply short. No, send a slow retardant on all vegetation. So after so many years, it just won't grow no more. Earth will be like brass. Amos 3:2, read.
You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
See, of all the families of the earth, we're the only family Yahweh knows. We are the only family that Yahweh knows. Of all the families of the whole earth, you, black man of America, are the only family I have known. Here I am among you now as my family. Now, I made an agreement with your forefathers, who were also my family. I made an agreement with them. Deuteronomy 5:3. I made an agreement with your forefathers. Now, they may not have kept their word, and you may not keep yours. But since I'm not a man that I should lie, I'm going to keep mine. See, the agreement is not null and void because you don't keep it. I explain the agreement is a two-way agreement. It's a two-way affair. There are certain things I will do for you if you keep my agreement, our agreement, and there are a few things I'm going to do to you and all your children forever if you don't keep our agreement. Now, that's just the way it is. Because, see, we family. And you can do anything you want to do, but you won't get away with it. See, that's the way any good father is. He tells his kids, say, look, son, now I want you to stay in the house. I'm getting ready to go downtown. I'm definitely going to leave the yard, and I'm going to leave the block, and you're going to see me drive off. I'm going to town. Now, son, daughters, I want you to stay in the house while I'm gone and don't let nobody in. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't stay in the house, or if you let somebody in, I am going to beat you half to death. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, now, I'm leaving. So daddy goes and gets in the car. You looking out the window. You hear the car start, see it drive out of the driveway and drive down the block out of sight. And everybody holler, they gone, he gone. Now, you know what he gonna mean, right? He hasn't said nothing but a word. Beat me means you got to catch me, Jack. So I am definitely going outside. And there's always a kid around, one of the in the family, who said, "You better not do that, boy. Daddy told you, you better not go outside. You better shut up. If you tell, I'm going to beat you to death." Then you walk up and punch him because you're the biggest, you know. Pip! If you tell, I'm going to kill you, nigga. And I am going outside. I'm going to tell Daddy. Yeah, I'm going to kill you. Pip! You going to tell? Pip! No, I ain't going to tell. Because after I get that beating, I'm going to come back and work on you, nigga. You understand what I mean? I ain't going to tell. But Daddy told you don't go out that door. Yeah, well, you know, hey. Look all down, look in the back window, backyard, no sight of Daddy. Going outdoors as sure as I'm born. And I'm going to play in such a way that I can see him coming. You know what I mean? And I'm going to beat the car in the driveway. I'm going to be in the house when he get back. That's for sure. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, see, Daddy already told me. I know how hard his beatings are. See, when he whip, he be hitting hard. You like for mama to whip you, you know? It's not nearly as bad as Daddy. Now, Daddy told me he's going to kill me if he catch me. But I'm going to play anyway. It's called playing and have fun. I'm going to take my chances. So sure enough, I go out. When I first go out, boy, I watch everything. I'm just playing. I'm watching everything, having fun. Pretty soon, I forget about Daddy. All I'm doing now is having fun. And all of a sudden, while I'm shooting my marbles and other stuff, I look up and there is the car in my face with Daddy looking at me. Oh, and the other kids saw him, boy, and ran inside. There I am. I got a funny look on my face that everybody understands. But Daddy, they were out playing too. Yeah, but I see you. I'm fixing to kill you now. And you know your world is coming to an end shortly. You come in with a big stick, because see, you know he's going to keep his word. You gave your word that you weren't going outside. And sure enough, Daddy, being a good father, keeps his word. Tears you up. Now, what should we expect less out of God? It so happens that the God that made everything is our Father. For real. This is not an imaginary trip. Yahweh is our Father, and that's the proof in the book. All right, now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Sometimes we have to break this down where we can clearly understand. Yahweh calls us children, and just like children, we just think Daddy ain't coming back. We got it figured out. He said the end of the world is coming. We don't see no end. You mean end? Don't look like no end to me. That's because you're not God. That's why it didn't look like an end to you. If you were God, you would know it was the end and take care of business, cause save your life. But then Yahweh lets things look one way, but he always warns us of what's coming. Now, Deuteronomy 5 and 2, read.
The Lord our God, Yahweh, made a covenant with us in Horeb.
Now, wait a minute. Horeb, I never heard of this word before. How's he going to make a covenant or agreement with us? And us wasn't in Horeb. You know, I'm in America now. I mean, how you going to take me back to Horeb, man? I mean, hey, I'm in America now. Talking about us. All right, the next verse. Let's see if we can get a handle on it, Reed.
The Lord Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day.
Now, I only have one question. Are you alive?
Yes,
you alive this day?
Yes, sir.
Then this agreement was made with who?
Father.
All who are what?
Father.
When? Then, see, you can't get away from this agreement. Say, well, hey, wait a minute now. God is a spirit. Read the next verse. Let's take care of your spirit. Read.
The Lord Yahweh talked with you face to face.
Where?
Face to face.
How?
In
face to face means God has a face, huh? And he was in your face. Man to man, God to God. Only he's the mighty God to the little God. You understand? Oh, yes. That makes this covenant and agreement binding and real this day. You don't have anything to say now. Say, well, I don't remember being back there. Well, that's why I'm here, to bring it back to your remembrance. John 14:26. John 14:26. Say, I'm here to bring it to your remembrance. I don't remember. Well, we'll take care of that now. Your remembrance. John 14:26. Read.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
That's me, the Word. Holy Ghost is an allegory standing for Yahweh ben Yahweh, the Son. Read.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
See, I'm come in his name. So his name is what? Yahweh. I'm come in his name, Yahweh. My name is Yahweh. Read.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
See? I'm here right now, this day, while you're alive, teaching you all things and bringing all things that Yahweh said to you to your remembrance. Now, what's your escape clause? How you going to get away now? You don't know who I am? Well, let's go back to Deuteronomy 5, verse 6, and find out who I am.
Please turn to side 2 for part 2 on moral behavior.
show you who I am. Who?
In case you've forgotten, now let me remind you. I am Yahweh, your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That's who I am. I'm the same one. Yeah. I made an agreement with you then, and I have incarnated you today. You are here alive this day through incarnation, not re. I don't believe in reincarnation, but incarnation. So you have no way to escape. You just don't remember. Because in bringing you through the birth process and giving you a body and going through the womb, you couldn't remember. I brought you out, but that's why I'm here. To bring it all back to your remembrance. You can, it seem like you remember, right? Say, yeah, kind of. Something deep down inside of me kind of remembers Horeb, you know. It's, I feel like if I got back over there now and stood on Horeb, I believe I would remember being there. It seemed like, have you ever, see, I already know this. Check this out. Have you ever been someplace that seemed like you already been there before? Oh, yeah, it's real. Have you ever started to talk a conversation that seemed like you know what's going to be said next? And sure enough, what you thought was going to be said next was said. See, it's called remembering. So you have amnesia. But I'm healing your memory. And I'm bringing all things back to your remembrance. Oh, glory. Now, in verse 9, I'm telling you, I am Yahweh, your God, and I'm jealous. Oh, yeah, I get, see, when you start bowing down, let me go back over to Judges. See, in Judges chapter 2 now, when you start bowing yourself down to some other god, I get jealous, upset. I'm upset. So that incites me to anger, and I take action. But since you're my children and my family, I don't want to kill you out. I just want to kill up on you a little bit. Come here and kill you, you know what I mean? You think your daddy is finna kill you, boy, the way he'd be beating on you, but he just want to kill up on you to try to stop you from being immoral. Glory. But I'm not going to kill up on all of you, just most of you. Jeremiah 30:11. Jeremiah 30 and 10. Now this is to you who are my servants. This is you who come and serve me. When you're immoral, serving me seems evil. But in Judges chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, you have no trouble serving Balaam. The false god, see, you don't think that's evil. That seems to be all right in your mind. Serving Balaam and the false god and false religion, you just think serving white people, you just, hey, man, you know, it's the way it is. Work for the white man, you know. Think that's pretty cool. You pay me. See, nothing wrong with serving a false god, someone that's not God, and that's not your father. But there are some who will come and serve me as Jacob and Israel. That's who this verse is directed to. Then there exists a majority of my people who think it's evil to come and serve me. Well, I have an agreement with every black man in America
a descendant of the slaves. I have an agreement with every one of you. You whose heart is fixed to come and serve me, well, I'm talking to you here. And you who don't want to serve me, that's under the sound of my voice momentarily, here and across America, at the various temples, and in your homes, and as I communicate to you through my literature every week, if you don't want to serve me, I'm going to talk to you in just a minute in verse 11. Now, I'm going to get you, just like Daddy said, he's going to get you if you go out the house. See, if you go out the house, I'm going to get you. If you didn't go out the house, I'm not going to get you. If you obey my word, I won't get you. If you beat me back in the house, I didn't see you leave, well, you know, I'd be being Daddy. I know what you'd be doing. You know, I saw that stuff running the house, you know, something real fast. I know what color it was. All I have to do is come in and see, look over the house and see what color you have on. I know it was you, see. But I know by you running, at least you scared of me. Wow, Daddy, I messed up. Let me get in the house. See, the other joke, he didn't even run. He just stood up and looked at Daddy. You know, well. So I have two messages here, one for the one that served me, one for the one that think it's evil to serve me. But either way, you're under my jurisdiction and authority. And I am definitely going to deal with you because we have an agreement. Oh, glory. Now, while we think about this agreement, let's read verse 10 again.
Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob.
See, you who are my servants, you don't have to be scared of my punishment. Read on.
Saith the Lord Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid.
You won't have to be afraid of anything, because you're my servant. Read on.
For I am with thee.
This is still continuing with my servant. All right, you who serve me now, keep reading. This is still good news, because I'm with you. Don't you see me? You that serve me, I'm right here with you. Though I come from afar to save you. I'm not a local phenomenon. I come from afar. I'm the one talking to you, saith Yahweh. To do what? To save you. Read on.
Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered thee.
See, they're not my family. So it's all right if I make a full end of all nations. They're not my family anyway. Read on.
Yet will I not make a full end of thee.
See, I didn't say I wasn't going to get you. I just won't make a full end. But I'm definitely going to make an end to you that won't serve me. Now, all you have to do is try me. Like the kid that won't stay indoors when I say I'm going to kill you. All you got to do is don't serve me. That's all. And you'll get the same reward as those nations. That's no kin to me anyway. But I will correct you, huh? How?
In measure.
Go ahead.
And will not leave thee altogether unpunished.
So you're going to get a punishment. Don't you worry about it if you don't serve me. Glory. Now Leviticus 26. starting at verse 14. This is a penalty for disobedience. Penalties for disobedience. Leviticus 26:14. Read.
But if ye will not hearken unto me.
What does hearken mean? All right, if you won't listen to me, now this is for you who hard-headed. I'm telling you what's good. I'm telling you what's right. I place before you life and death, good and bad. And you can make your little choice now. See, I've already told you. We made an agreement. If you obey me, listen to me, I'll bless you. But now here we go. If you will not listen unto me, read.
And will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you.
Now, this is for you who disobey, who hate what I teach, don't like what I teach, don't want to serve me. You want to serve false religion, false gods, white people as God. You want to have materialism as your God. You don't want to bow yourself down to me because I look like you. You want to bow down to your enemy because he looked different. Well, just remember, I'm bringing to your remembrance, we got an agreement. And you that don't want to serve me and worship me and bow down to me and keep my statutes, laws, and judgments and commandments, I promise you this is what I'm fixing to do to you. Read.
I will even appoint over you terror.
That's what I promised you in this article this week, Yahweh Politics and Morals, that if you don't come and stand on the side of Yahweh, I will appoint over you politicians who are base men, and they will cause you great mental anguish. Now, I wrote it in black and white so that the world can see what I said and it won't go away. You won't be able to say you don't remember it like that. You know how people be having bad memory when it's time to receive punishment? Our memory gets real fuzzy. I don't remember you saying that now like that. I know you God and everything and you don't be lying, but see, I just don't remember. You gonna punish me for something I don't remember? I say, I don't remember you saying. Well, I wrote it in black and white, so when your memory get bad, all I have to do is give it to you and it's immediately refreshed. So I'm refreshing your memory tonight. Now, see, if you, I'm going to appoint over you white people who are going to terrorize you. Read.
Consumption and the burning ague.
That's that rough gonorrhea, boy. It burns bad. Okay, go ahead.
That shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And ye shall sow your seed in vain.
You'll have children in vain. It'll be just for nothing. Read.
For your enemies shall eat it.
Look, you got enemies, and they're going to eat your children alive, destroy them, consume them away. Read.
And I will set my face against you.
Why will I set my face against you? Because you forsake me, refuse to keep my law, statutes, judgment, commandment, our agreement. But I agreed to punish you if you don't do what I said. And you accepted the conditions of our contract. We made a contract. I said, if you keep my laws, I'll raise you high above all nations. But see, I have another condition in the contract, and it's not fine print. It's not written by lawyers in mumbo-jumbo language. Clear cut. Two conditions. You are my children, and you should show forth to the nations moral behavior. And if you show forth to the nations moral behavior, I'll raise you high above all nations, make you rich, and to be a ruler over them.
Thank you for listening to our international broadcast. And now some announcements by Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, return to Yahweh, and join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study Yahweh ben Yahweh, which means to research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and then learn how to apply all this information to better our lives individually and our nation Israel as a whole. Also, study in 2 Timothy 2:15 means that we should show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, the mighty God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books and aids that you need in studying Yahweh is the dictionary, encyclopedia, and also go to your libraries and research the word and the name Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are the original Black Bible, the King James Version, the way it looked before the white man changed it. Also, You Are Not a Nigger, Yahweh God of God. Also, Let My People Go. Also, the Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book. Also, 100 Years of Lynching. And our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Now, I would like to make a very exciting announcement, an earth-shaking announcement. I have a brand new book that is going to shake the entire planet Earth up. All nations on the earth are going to be mourning over this book titled Yahweh Judges America. Yes, my brand new book, Yahweh Judges America, every family and all nations must have this book. Also, I would like for you to read The Mighty Black Man, which is highly symbolic with great information for us and our children. Wait, another announcement. I am releasing my second new book, which is for the entire family, titled Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever. In this country, we as a people have never been taught how to count. In my book, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever, I show you as the nation of Israel how we will continue to be prosperous and the ways we will continue to have good success. And remember, it's designed to rule forever. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tape lesson. You may take me in the quiet study room or while you are lying down in your bed with the lights out. You can listen to your cassette lesson and let Yahweh ben Yahweh bless your mind and bless your home. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their homes, such as we have the world's best-selling underground album on cassette tape, titled, for example, Let My People Go by Elder Gideon, and also on another album, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. These two great best-selling tapes you will enjoy highly, and they are musical tapes by Yahweh. Now available is Yahweh's demo tape, which are samples of each album cassette tape. You should want to own in your home or play them in your car. Every Hebrew Israelite should own and play Yahweh music. There are 7 tapes you must have. 1, Songs of Zion. 2, Let My People Go. 3, Yahweh Our Messiah, all by Elder Gideon. 4, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. 5, Yahweh God of God by Yosiah Ben. Plus 6, Summer Tour Part 1. And 7, Summer Tour Part 2. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Go out and make 1,000 friends among our people. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write me. Write for more information about Yahweh and the greatest movement in the world today, the Kingdom of Yahweh. Whenever the elder is not answering you locally as you might desire, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami for more information. You may feel free to write me personally anytime you choose here in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. We want you to know that we are now a worldwide movement in 15 countries. People all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, in the northern tip of South America, in Africa, Hawaii, Philippines, Korea. They are receiving our literature and reading about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh ben Yahweh. And they are also accepting Yahweh as God. In America, we are in over 655 cities. And we have over 5 million people who are reading our free literature and our free newsletter every month all over America. Can you imagine 5 million so-called black people in America reading about Yahweh and his son Yahweh ben Yahweh every month? This makes Yahweh and his son Yahweh ben Yahweh the most powerful voice among our people here in the hells of North America. It is very important that you who accept Yahweh as your God and believe on the name Yahweh ben Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, that you get your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. So you need to write me for a Lamb's letter. If you would like to have your original Hebrew name and you are tired of going in the white man's name, you are tired of having a slave name after being free over 100 years, you are ashamed to have a slave name that your foreparents were forced to take during slavery, then write me for your Lamb's letter, and I will send it to you quickly by return mail. The scripture is Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. So return to Yahweh today. Join the greatest and fastest moving organization on the planet Earth, helping our people here in the land of North America. We, the so-called black people of America, are the ones standing in the greatest need and help. We need help more than anyone on Earth. Lastly, I would like to invite you to send your tithes, your donations, and your offerings to headquarters. Send them directly here to headquarters in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. Send all your tithes, offerings, and donations to headquarters so that I will know what you are doing directly myself. Read Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10, and govern your life accordingly. Once again, it is a pleasure talking to you, and I have truly enjoyed this session that we have had today. Call your friends and tell them about this wonderful, wonderful program, and come and be with us. We meet every night at our local YU in your city. YU means Yahweh University, where we offer the highest degrees known to man on the planet Earth. Come and join this 1 hour of letting me bring you a message directly from my Father Yahweh to you. And then you may study and learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. You must take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and that will make you God according to Psalms 82, verse 6. And after class, fellowship. Get to know one another and love one another and have wonderful times together. Also, the most important thing you can do after this is remember the appointed feast in Miami where Yahweh chooses to place his name according to Deuteronomy chapter 16. You should not miss one feast. Make arrangements now. Start saving now. Make your plans now. Some of the other feasts and holidays that you should be aware of and keep are the Feast of Weeks on May 20th, 1986. Once again, that's the Feast of Weeks, May 20th, 1986. Then celebrate with me at home the Memorial Blowing of Trumpets on September 8, 1986 at sundown. In the future, I will make tapes available to you on these holidays so that you may enjoy them in your home. 10 days later, you must keep the Day of Atonement on September 17th at sundown. This day may be kept in the quietness of your home. You should fast and pray for 24 hours without food or water, asking Yahweh to forgive you of your many sins. Then on September 21st, beginning at sundown, I'll see you personally once again for the Feast of Tabernacles. That's September 21st through the 29th. Don't miss this exciting feast that Yahweh, our God, demands that we keep here at International Headquarters in Miami, Florida. It is His law that you meet me at the Feast of Tabernacles and not come empty-handed. Yahweh ben Yahweh's disciples and followers are saving a $360 gift for the feast. If you are unable to come, send it at that time. I will not be making a 1986 summer tour, so you must come to the feast. I want to see you personally and bless you and your family personally. I want to bless your home and bless you September 21st through the 29th. Always remember that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh, there is no God. Now there's one more very important announcement I want to make because I love you. We have produced for you Yahweh Kosher products. Yahweh Kosher products means that there are no additives, no preservatives, no poison, nothing that will hurt you or harm you in any way. These products have been tested and tried and have been on the market for over 2 years. All over America, in every major city, people are familiar with Yahweh products, and they are Yahweh hair food, Yahweh shampoo, Yahweh conditioner, Yahweh's hand and body lotion, Yahweh's facial natural products, Yahweh soap carbolic, which helps to get rid of rashes and other skin problems and blemishes. Also, you may send for our free catalog describing these products and many, many others. So we are the ones who love you and care about you and are giving you products that are the best for you. So you may order these products. These are products that you can order only from headquarters. This is a mail order product only, directly from headquarters. So if you would like to have the best products in the world for you and your family that will help you instead of hurting you, then you send for a Yahweh catalog and we will rush it to you by return mail. It seems that Yahweh is never finished with giving us excitement and new products and causing us to make new announcements. Once again, a new first. All over America, our women have requested famous natural oils, perfume scents. A world famous example is Giorgio. We have what you want. Remember, we have what you want. This is our wonderful introductory offer. Giorgio, world famous. You will never beat our prices. Always remember that our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action. And above all, never forget that Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.